Cavalcade of stars rolling right along now. We are joined now by the grand marshal of today's Pala Casino 400, Michael Rooker. You know him as Yondu from Guardians of the Galaxies, Merle from The Walking Dead, and of course Rowdy from Days of Thunder. Joining us, you know, you've been to NASCAR races before, certainly when you were filming Days of Thunder and then through the years. How special is it for people to come up to you and just reminisce about how special that movie was in their lives?
Well, they're still doing it.
Yeah.
So it's in this environment, it's every other 10 steps. Mm-hmm. So, which is really, really quite amazing. So.
And you got to meet Daytona 500 champion Ricky Stenhouse Jr. earlier today.
Oh, earlier. Yeah. What a great guy.
Yeah.
Very nice man. Yeah. He's going to have a busy day.
Yes, he will. Well, we're going to open the floor for questions. If you have questions for Michael, go ahead and raise your hand, and we'll get a wireless microphone to you. Questions for
don't,
Michael?
Don't all jump at once now, y'all. Come on.
We'll go start with Luis.
I'll come out and give you a question. Here, give me a battery-powered one. I'll show you how to do it. Okay. Go on, man.
Luis Torres, the podium finish. Would you think about it? You have done a lot in your career. When you think about the 75 years of NASCAR, how special is it to be a part of it, considering from a cinema standpoint?
Well, any standpoint, it's what a blessing, you know. I'm loving it, and it's great to be here today. So, yeah. What else you want to know?
Go to Alan.
Alan Bailey.
I didn't do that.
Alan Bailey, ARN. We've seen kind of a resurgence in Hollywood of remakes and sequels decades, in some cases, after the original movie came out. So Tom Cruise just did that with Top Gun. So would you have an interest in Days of Thunder 2 if that is a project that Tom and studios approached you? Sensing that's a yes, Rowdy.
Ching, ching. That's a good answer for you. Of course I would. Where would you want it done?
In general, I just
Hawaii.
Want to, oh, there you go.
I don't know.
So
no,
then,
yeah, I would.
Follow up is, where do you see your character from Days of Thunder being, you know, in 2023, 2024, down the road?
Of course, owner operator. Well, I ended up as owner. I wasn't operating, but I was the Mel Yellow car belonged to me, right? Mm-hmm. So, it'd probably just continue along that line. But you know, when you do these things, the older guys that were who they were, they always want to get it back, you know. And the fans would want to see me and Tom racing against each other, you know they would.
You guys just want to get a couple rental cars and head down to Daytona Beach again?
Why not?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Any additional questions for Michael? We're going to go over here.
Jack Swansea for frontstretch.com. How do you feel about Kyle Busch stealing your nickname and your racing number?
Hey, yeah, you know what? That's okay. He's kept the name alive. Rowdy, what a great name. First off, great name. And he's been making it proud, as far as I could tell. Although, you know, I just saw him during the race over at the Coliseum. And, you know, I posed the challenge. Him and I, one-on-one, wheelchair race. Anywhere, anytime. Mr. Rowdy.
I think we have a lot of paying customers for a Rowdy versus Rowdy wheelchair race. Yes. Any additional questions for Michael? Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining us today.
Indeed.
Yeah, and we look forward to your rousing command here.
Oh, well, okay. What are the lines again? I forgot.
Yeah.
Never mind. Thank y'all. Enjoy the races, y'all.